in the Red Sea, where missile attacks continue unabated.
The Iranian-backed group says they are in response to Israel's attacks.
Have repeatedly targeted commercial vessels, leading some of the world's biggest shipping firms to suspend routes in the area.
Why is the US calling for a coalition in the Red Sea? This is a cheap $20,000 Houthi drone. With it, and others like it, they have put global oil and trade at their mercy. With all their might and billions of dollars in weapons, the US and the UK can't stop them. The real question is, why? What are they afraid of? Though, they are going to try anyway. The US is calling their multi-million dollar retaliation Operation Prosperity Guardian. It's the latest in a long series of altruistic sounding military campaigns that, regardless of their intentions, have caused war, destruction, and death in the Middle East. My name is Dr. David Waralu, and you are watching Geopolitics in Conflict. Please keep an open mind as you watch this video. Our show today is sponsored by Don'tWastePower.com.
The US striking two more Houthi sea drones in Yemen as the militant group's Red Sea attacks continue.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have launched more attacks on US and UK ships in an official statement.
Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen fired a new round of missiles at two cargo ships in the Red Sea.
The US recent initiative to form a coalition in the Red Sea marks a significant development in global geopolitics and international trade. The Red Sea, a conduit for a substantial portion of the world goods, has long served as a literal superhighway between East and West. But against the backdrop of the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas, the Iran-backed Houthi groups have increasingly targeted vessels traveling in the Red Sea. These actions have prompted over 12 major global shipping companies to halt transit through the Red Sea, leading to a significant rerouting of trade. But the US is not, or rather, is no longer standing idly by. Indeed, the Biden administration recently announced a multinational effort to protect commercial shipping from Houthi attacks. It's a move that has left both critics and proponents of Western Asia interventionism unsure of what to expect.
Just like groceries and gas, your energy bill is expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months. Despite most Americans being behind on their utility bill, costs continue to rise as much as 60% compared to previous years. It's reached a point where some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average person can't afford the cost of today's electricity. Yet costs show no signs of slowing down. This is why tens of thousands of people are starting to use this magical little device to help slash their power bills down and beat the greedy utility companies. The device is a compact, energy-saving device that helps reduce electricity bills and optimize a home's power usage. It's designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reducing your home's electricity usage, extending the lifespan of appliances, ensuring a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Simply plug it into a wall outlet and the cost savings begin. The first month alone helps pay for itself. You can experience the incredible cost savings the device offers at an exclusive 65% off discount only by going to don'twastepower.com. Plus, you can try it risk-free for a full 90 days through their safe and secure website. Don't miss out on this incredible offer to unlock 65% off and free shipping only at don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com.
The strategic importance of the Red Sea has never been in question. Ever since it was connected to the Mediterranean Sea via the Suez Canal, it has been instrumental in reducing the distance and time required to move goods between Europe and Asia. However, the canal's importance and its location also makes it extremely vulnerable. And it is precisely this vulnerability that the Houthis in Yemen are exploiting. The ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas has exacerbated regional tensions, encouraging groups like the Houthis to escalate their military actions. Over the past few months, the Houthis have attacked numerous vessels and even held one Israeli-linked ship and its 25 international crew members hostage. This has led to an immediate ripple effect, leading many commercial ships to reroute their paths around Africa rather than risk the canal passage.
Tension in the Middle East is escalating beyond Israel, with the US carrying out a new round of strikes on Houthis in Yemen. Forces struck four missiles after claiming rebels were preparing a fresh attack on commercial shipping in the Red Sea.
For their part, the United States and Israel suspect that Iran is providing advanced rockets and drones to the Houthis. This follows accusation that Iran also assisted in the initial attack on Israel on October 7th in some way. If true, this would mean that Tehran seemed ready to intensify what many consider to be a long-standing proxy war in the region. The formation of Operation Prosperity Guardian, which has been linked to a highway patrol for the Red Sea, represents a strategic move to secure the Red Sea. The operation, announced by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, would focus on protecting shipping in the Bab el-Mandeb Strait and the broader Red Sea area. Though there was initially a lot of resistance to the idea, the coalition has since garnered the support of countries, including key players such as Britain, Bahrain, Canada, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Seychelles, Spain, Greece, and Australia. Notably, several countries have chosen to keep their participation confidential, which only serves to reflect the sensitive nature of the current geopolitical landscape. Now, you may ask yourself, what is the geopolitical importance of the Red Sea? The Red Sea facilitates approximately 12% of global trade and 30% of container traffic, making it a vital artery for the world economy. However, it's important to remember that the recent crisis in the Red Sea is largely considered an extension of the ongoing Palestine-Israel conflict. Fueling this perception is the United States' unjust and unwavering support for Israel and the perceived double standards Biden and his administration have demonstrated when addressing Palestinian issues. According to the Houthis, their intensified attacks on ships linked to Israel in the Red Sea are direct a challenge to the status quo, demanding an end to Israeli military actions in Gaza and the delivery of essential supplies to the enclave. Rather than simply acting to sow chaos on behalf of Iran, the Houthis at least claim to have a humanitarian goal, achieving a ceasefire, something the U.S. vehemently refused to endorse. Nonetheless, it's the optics of the situation and the effect of destabilizing Red Sea trade that are largely forming the narrative. For instance, recent estimates say that some $200 billion in trade has been rerouted away from the Red Sea, causing major disruptions in a barely recovered global supply chain. In fact, no container ships bound for Europe and North America are currently navigating the Red Sea at all. This will mean delayed shipments, higher costs, and in terms of the final consumers, higher prices. The crisis has also significantly impacted oil prices. with Brent crude futures rising by 3% following reports of the Red Sea incident. Whether Westerners are reluctant to support the coalition's plan or not, their wallets, we feel, stink sooner or later. Once that happens, history tells us they will support almost anything. So here is the reason for the U.S. involvement. The U.S. involvement in the Red Sea is a multifaceted and driven by a range of strategic, financial, economic, and geopolitical considerations. Initially, the Pentagon expressed frustration over the situation, advocating for more forceful response against the Houthis. However, this stance was somewhat constrained by the Biden administration's broader policy considerations. Yet, Biden has not only come around, he seems now eager to destroy the Houthi presence altogether. A wishful thinking, if I may add. Our defeat in Afghanistan is a case in point. The fact that 2024 has Biden in a tough re-election campaign is not lost on anyone. However, it's likely any US president will act in much the same way. Again, a key motivation for the US is the desire to maintain low oil prices and ensure the uninterrupted flow of trade routes. Meanwhile, the increasingly complex geopolitical landscape of the region, particularly the US's commitment to defend Israel, has also played a significant role in shaping US policy. Again, Biden, Trump, it really doesn't matter. The policies behind the Red Sea coalition align with the long-standing US strategy of maintaining regional hegemony and supporting key allies in West Asia. Then there is the security challenges in the region. Indeed, the security challenges in and around the Red Sea area are diverse and complex, encompassing issues like piracy, terrorism, and both religious and regional conflicts. In fact, the Houthis intensified attacks, particularly on Israel's linked ships, highlight the direct impact of regional political dynamics on maritime security. Then you have the potential impact on Egypt's revenue, which is heavily reliant on the Suez Canal, with shipping traffic now being redirected due to the crisis. Egypt's economic stability is at risk. This could draw Egypt into the broader conflict, pitting it against nations it might otherwise stand beside.
Today, the US Navy destroyed three Houthi boats that attacked a merchant ship. Iranian-backed Houthis have vowed to attack vessels linked to Israel. Iran says its warship is there to secure shipping lanes.
The role of Iran in the region is an even greater matter of concern. Iran has long been seen by the West the major force for disruption in West Asia. The country is accused of backing groups in multiple nations and has a very specific grievance against Israel. Now, there are the criticism and the controversies surrounding all this. The US-led coalition has already faced criticism and controversies from a variety of sources. The initial limited support for the coalition, with Bahrain being the only Arab state among the first 10 nations to join, highlights the challenges the US faces in garnering broader regional support. The coalition later expanded to 20 countries, though many do not trust the Pentagon's statements regarding this fact.
That's exactly the case. The Pentagon has announced that more than 20 countries have agreed to participate.
But the diverse perspectives and responses of France, Spain, Italy, and other nations reflect the situation's complexities. Moreover, the reluctance of some countries to disclose their participation publicly points to a very delicate balance of regional and international politics that could result in a serious backlash down the line. Finally, the dilemma faced by many Arab states, many of whom prefer to avoid the deep involvement in the Israel-Palestine conflict, further complicates the situation. Many of them see themselves standing in the center of an invisible line where stepping too far to any one side will forever position them with one side and against the other. In a region where grudges last thousands of years, this is not an ideal situation. So what are the potential impacts and outcome? Of course, the formation of the coalition has significant implications for regional stability and international relations. The Houthis' threat to target U.S. battleship and interests in the region, if attacked, indicates a potential escalation of the conflict. And if Iran chooses to provide more direct assistance, protracted conflict will be all but inevitable. Meanwhile, many analysts continue to criticize the coalition for focusing on military responses rather than addressing the underlying causes of the Red Sea crisis, particularly the Israel-Palestine conflict. Some see the U.S.'s strategy in the region, including its reluctance to support a ceasefire, as exacerbating rather than mitigating the situation. Yet the U.S. cannot uncouple itself from Israel without disastrous consequences for both nations. Even Trump, the former president, who criticized retaliations against the Houthis, has often argued he would be a more ardent supporter of Israel than Biden has been. Of course, the rerouting of ships via the Cape of God Hope in South Africa poses now new challenges. This longer route adds substantial cost and logistical complexities to global shipping, affecting the timely delivery of goods and commodities. Despite these escalating tensions, financial markets have remained largely unaffected so far. However, it's uncertain whether this indicates a level of resilience or simply a disconnect from the immediate impact of the crisis. Given the intricate web of alliances and conflicts in the Middle East, Iran's cautious against a Western naval coalition in the Red Sea, and the potential for further regional tension is high. As Israel finds itself increasingly surrounded by hostile actors, it has begun to be a lot less discerning about where its bombs and bullets land. Already, there are reports of sporadic fire along the Golan Heights and south of Damascus, indicating that the conflict may soon spill over into Syria. Here is my conclusion for you. The situation in the Red Sea is a microcosm of the region's broader geopolitical and security challenges. The formation of the U.S.-led coalition in the Red Sea, while aimed at protecting maritime routes and ensuring global trade, has brought to the forefront the intricate and often contentious dynamics of Middle Eastern politics. The coalition's effectiveness in addressing the immediate security concerns will be closely watched, but its ability to tackle the underlying geopolitical issues remain a subject of debate. The Red Sea crisis not only affects the countries directly involved, but also has far-reaching implications for global trade and security. As the situation continues to evolve, it will be imperative for policymakers, analysts, and the international community to monitor the developments closely and from multiple angles. If they don't, we will all read about the worst of it in the following day's headline. We hope you enjoyed this video and feel free to comment. But as always, please try to keep things civil so that we can have an informed discussion that benefits everyone. Also, please like, share, and subscribe for more comprehensive and balanced political analyses on today's biggest issues. Thank you.